This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. States around the country face huge budget shortfalls. Illinois, as we know, is one of them. Illinois' budget gap is estimated at $13 billion. This does not include unfunded liabilities in its public pension systems. Today, the Pew Center on the States is out with a new report on how residents in Illinois and four other states, California, Arizona, Florida, and New York, view the deficits their states face and what they think should be done about them. Barbara Roshevitz is the Director of Research and Information for the Pew Center on the States. She's on the phone with us this afternoon to talk about the key findings of this report. Hi, Barbara.
Hello, Celeste.
So how were these five states selected?
We wanted to look at a range of states, but particularly those that have been hard hit by the recession. Now, these are not the five most hard hit, but they are among them. And we wanted to get geographic diversity as well as political and cultural and demographic diversity. So that's how we came up with Arizona and California in the West, Florida and New York on the East Coast, and, of course, Illinois in the industrial heartland.
Okay. Now, these states are geographically very different and demographically different. So how similar or dissimilar were the views from the residents of these states?
Given how diverse these states were, we might have expected some wider range of views. But strikingly to us, the residents in all these five states were remarkably consistent on some messages of what they want from state government. And those are: they want a better return on their tax dollars. They care more. That means they care more about efficiency and less waste in government than they seem to complain about the size of state government. They want to protect K-12 public education and health and human services. And they say they're even willing to pay higher taxes to protect those during these fiscal times. And they're tired of government passing on costs to future generations through borrowing.
Okay. Well, now this is a tall order for policymakers to take all this into account. Okay, so we want efficiency, but we want to protect some big ticket items, and we don't want to borrow. So
exactly.
What kinds of tax increases were most palatable if it came to that to protect K-12 and health and human services?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say about our finding on willingness to increase taxes is we didn't give them a specific proposal, so it's hard to say exactly how they would vote on a specific proposal. But I do think it's striking that they singled out those two areas as being willing to raise taxes. They said they were not willing to raise taxes for things like transportation, prisons and corrections, or even higher education. And on K-12 education, there was it was true for all of the parties. Democrats, Republicans, and Independents said that they would be willing to raise taxes. Now, when you come down to how would they be willing to fund it, in surveys you don't always get consistency. And in fact, one of the overriding conclusions we draw from this whole survey is that the public is some of the way down the road in understanding the severity of their state's budget problems, but they are going to need some help from state lawmakers in grasping the full severity and what kind of trade-offs that there will probably have to be made to balance budgets. In Illinois, as in all of the other states, there was a greater propensity to want to tax the other guy if more revenue was needed. And that meant that they would agree to raise taxes on smokers, drinkers, and corporations, and they would expand gambling. But in Illinois, in addition, we asked a question about how would you, if you had to raise taxes on individuals because the state needed to balance its budget, which of these would you do? And the clear first choice of Illinois residents is to make the wealthy pay higher income taxes. And they preferred that significantly more than the alternatives of raising income taxes or sales taxes on everyone. Now, as you may know, Illinois charges a flat tax,
right,
and it would actually take a constitutional amendment to be able to have a tiered system.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we found in our survey. overridingly, Illinois residents would rather solve their budget gap with spending cuts first. But that is what we found on the revenue side.
Yeah. Now, in Illinois, there have been proposals, although vague, for cutting spending. Some have suggested an across-the-board cut of 10%. How did the people you surveyed in Illinois and the other four states feel about reductions in spending? Did they just want to do it across the board, or were they, given that there is a priority in K through 12 education and health and human services, would they take those things off the table?
We tried to get at that in a couple of ways. First, we asked, what would you most want to protect from spending cuts? And the top choice in Illinois, as well as in all the other states, was K through 12 public education. And second choice in Illinois and all the other states was Medicaid, which provides the health care insurance for the poor. Now, we also went on to ask them whether they would prefer across-the-board budget cuts or whether they would say it's better to cut in some areas more than others. And the reason we asked that is that since the recession began, we have seen several states being forced to take across-the-board budget cuts, and that happens in particular when they get a sudden deficit in the middle of the year and they need to close their books by the end of the fiscal year. But in all of the five states we surveyed, including Illinois, the residents say it's better for lawmakers to make targeted cuts to plug state budget gaps than it is to make spending cuts across the board. And in Illinois, more than twice as many say it's better to cut some areas more than others than to make across-the-board cuts.
Hmm. Illinois, like other states, has borrowed to pay bills, and this is unpopular, according to your study. What attitudes were expressed regarding borrowing, and what did people have to say?
I think that's actually one of the findings that, in particular, might set off some warning bells for state lawmakers in Illinois. Because we know that since the recession began, Illinois has been on a borrowing binge. Instead of cutting spending or raising taxes to plug the state's budget gap, they've increasingly turned to creditors for money to help pay the state's bills. Yet our survey shows that's exactly the opposite of what Illinois residents want. The vast majority say their first choice is to balance the state budget is to cut spending. But after that, they would even rather pay higher taxes or fees than borrow to solve the state's budget problems. Hmm. And we found that same aversion to borrowing in all five states where we surveyed, but we know that Illinois' borrowing habits stand out from the crowd.
And our credit rating has recently been downgraded once again. The center also wanted to assess the level of trust in government and the desire for reform. What did you learn?
We found trust in state government low in all of the five states. And one of the first hurdles for whoever wins the November elections will be to start winning back the trust of Illinois residents. 8 out of 10 in Illinois are distrustful of state government. And that means they said that they trust it to do what is right only some or none of the time. And that's the same deep level of distrust we saw particularly in California and New York, where, just like Illinois, they not only have severe budget shortfalls, but the political system just doesn't seem to be able to agree on long-term solutions.
Hmm. There we will have to leave it, Barbara. We're out of time. I will encourage people to visit the center online and read the report there, www.pewcenteronthestates.org. Barbara, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Barbara Rochevitz is the Director of Research and Information for the Pew Center on the States. She joined us this afternoon to talk about the report's key findings. This is a report on how residents in Illinois and four other states, California, Arizona, Florida, and New York, view the budget deficits their states face and what they think should be done about them.